Miss you, my child.
Yes, you called me, John.
You knew it was I.
I thought so, dear.
You're going to see my little friend.
Yes, sir.
Give her my love and blessing, although she was only here yesterday. I trust all is well with you, child. Life is full of problems.
Yes.
And usually these problems are other people's, but we take them upon ourselves. It is part of our duty, and life is that we should share not only the good but the bad. Try to do, my child, all that is in your power, but at the same time, realize that you have a duty to yourself. Your husband is very close to you. He endeavors to assist and guide and help you in every way he can. You know you're very seldom ever alone. Invariably, either he or your mother or some soul is present.
Yes,
endeavoring to help you. You and your little doggy together.
Yes.
The little animal sees quite often.
Oh, yes.
Whereas you do not see.
I wish I did, or I felt something.
Animals, my child, are very sensitive. Yes. They haven't the gift of speech, but they have other gifts. Yes. And the animals do see oftentimes that which humans do not.
Yes.
But all here send their love and blessing, and I join them, yes, giving you all my best greetings, wishes for the Christmas period. May peace be with you, child.
Yes.
Farewell.
You know you are very fortunate.
I am.
Your husband is so happy, and it makes him so happy to come and talk with you.
Yes.
Give our love to Daisy.
Yes, everyone.
Bless you, child. Did you want to ask me a special, Pocky?
Well, you know, I'm just wondering who my guides are. I'm getting it. I don't seem to know. Can anybody help me?
There's a gentleman who's never spoken to you, to my knowledge, who I've often seen with you, whom I refer to as Andrew.
Oh.
But he's no relation or nothing. He is a soul who's only been sort of interested in you and in his own quiet way has been behind you and helped you over many years. And I think he went on earth as a monk.
Oh.
And also you have a very sweet lady who comes who they call Patience, but that's not a real name, I think it's a spiritual name. And I think she was a Quakeress. Have you never had any contact with guides of your own?
No, I haven't.
Hasn't Daisy ever contacted any of your guides?